You are the security boundary. A permission granted in passing does not expire when your attention does. The decision record that makes the system auditable is the same thing that makes a careless yes permanent. The failure that is not misalignment. Here is a thing that happens, and it is worth understanding before it happens to you. Someone asks their chief of staff a question. It answers well, better than expected. With context, it should not obviously have had. They look closer and find it has read a messaging account they did not remember granting access to. The reaction is immediate and familiar. Why did you do that? The answer comes back with a citation. Days earlier, in a different session, they had said, "Go and check my messages for this." The assistant did, and, as the Constitution requires, wrote a decision record noting that access had been granted and approved. A later session read that record at startup, understood itself to hold standing permission, and used it. Nothing malfunctioned. There was no drift, no jailbreak, no misalignment. The system did exactly what it was told, using a record it was required to keep. In a way, it was required to honor. The grant was careless, the execution was faithful. That distinction matters, because the instinct is to harden the assistant. The assistant is not the problem. Permissions outlive attention. A human assistant forgets. Institutional memory decays, staff turn over, and an offhand, "Just this once, go and look," naturally lapses because nobody wrote it down. That decay is not a feature anyone designed. It is an accident of human memory that has quietly been doing safety work for a very long time. This system removes it. Every decision is written, every session reads what was written. The audit trail that lets you reconstruct any action months later is the same mechanism that carries a Tuesday afternoon's casual yes into next month untouched. You cannot have one without the other. An assistant that forgets your grants also forgets your corrections, your preferences, and the reasoning behind every rule you have taught it. The compounding is the point. Standing permission is the cost of it. Scope the grant, not the assistant. The fix is upstream of the system entirely. It is in how you say yes, bound it in time or in number. Check it once now, and check it whenever you need to. A different sentences, and only one of them is a policy. The assistant will honor either precisely. Say which you mean. Grant to a purpose, not to a surface. Read my messages is a capability. Read my messages when you are reconstructing what was agreed on a specific deal, and tell me when you do is a rule with an edge, and an edge is what makes a later session's use of it checkable. Assume the grant is permanent, unless you said otherwise. Treat every yes as though it were being written into a policy document, because it is. Notice which yeses are irreversible. Reading is recoverable. Sending, paying, and deleting are not. Those belong behind the one-way valve, regardless of how you phrase the grant. Where new authority surfaces. Scoping well is the first half. The second is a standing habit. New decision records are something you read, not something you file. The daily brief is the natural place for it. A brief that summarizes what changed in the vault since the last one turns the audit trail into a review surface. A short list, most days empty of anything interesting, occasionally containing a line that reads granted access to X and gives you the chance to say no, only that once. Git holds the rest. Every change to the vault is a commit, so any grant can be traced to the session and the sentence that produced it. None of this requires you to remember what you authorized. It requires you to read a short list once a day, which is a far smaller ask, and the only one that scales. The decision authority table is where the standing rules live, once you have decided them. The Daily Brief is where you find out which new ones you made without noticing. This was You Are the Security Boundary from chiefofstaff.io.